This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Benefits of Finding God.
God will give you peace, but you'll do things God's way. Look at Philippians 4:7. It says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds. It will keep your heart and it will keep your mind. A peace that comes from God that is just beyond understanding. How can you have peace in the midst of a trial? How can you have joy? Don't you know what's going on? Peace, be still. And when you really get the peace of God, other people are worried and concerned about everything. They think you're crazy, might call you everything but your name. But you know what? You look at them and smile because you're at peace. And it drives people crazy that you're at peace. Don't you know the world's coming out? You know, all I know is Jesus is still on the throne. And I'm faithful, so he's going to be faithful. That's all I, but don't you know that, but you, aren't you concerned? Aren't you really want to try to help the people? And you know, you got to inform them. And I said, you know what? I got to inform them what God leads me to inform them. Got to help them what God say, help them. Yeah, but don't you know? No, I don't have to do that. Don't have to do that. Folks that get you in so much mess, I'm most of the time at peace. I have moments when I get intense, but most of the time I'm at peace because I just don't worry about a whole lot. Your wife would tell me, I don't worry about a whole lot. This, that's going on there. I say, well, you know, whatever, you know, we do this. I get times where I get frustrated by things like anybody else, and I have to remember, don't give up my peace. Let me get my peace back. But most of the time, I'm just going to say, yeah, let's think about it. Let's see what we're going to do, or we'll see. We'll consider it. And I learned that because the Lord told me when he called me to the ministry, he said, my son, you've been faithful and just in your service to me. And he said, you must learn patience. But there should be times when I shall not come to you for a season. You must learn patience. Because I was not a patient person. I wanted to hurry up and get it done right now all the time or everything. I went on full throttle all the time. And I'm learning to throttle back and look before I leap some of it. And to move a little bit slower. And when things go on, not to react, but take time to respond. Because see, you're going to lose your peace if you just, something happened in life and you're on full alert. Somebody say something, what? They can't say that. You know, something happened. We're going to do something. You do something now. You ain't even stop to think of what we're going to do. We got to do something. Being reactionary. You're not going to have peace if you live like that. You're not going to have peace living like that. But God gave you peace. Look what it says in the Message Bible in Philippians 4:6-7. Don't fret or worry. Sound like a commandment to me. Do not. Oh, I'm fretting and worrying. Sin. That's not sin. Sin. You got to give up your way of thinking and give up your lifestyle. So if worrying is part of your lifestyle, it's sin. If overly being concerned about things you have no control of, overly caring about things, it's sin. Call it sin or you'll babysit it and nurse it. It's sin. Cast the care over on the Lord. He cares for you. If you don't cast it and you hang on to it, the same thing as somebody carrying a sin around with them that they should give up. God says so many times, fret not. Don't be anxious for anything. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Instead of saying, go somewhere and start praying. Because a lot of folks get upset, and then I got to talk, and I got to do this. If it's bothering you that much, just go to prayer and get your peace back. Go to prayer and get things in perspective. Look at this. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into a prayer. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Philippians 4:6-7, Message Bible. And that's exactly what happens. You can take on praise and praise your way in righteousness. I mean, praise has been called the highest form of prayer. Because praise is purely communing with God and telling him about his wonderful great deeds. You cannot talk about how great your God is without God getting big. And people have problems and they find somebody to share it with. They find somebody to say it to. They find other people who agree with them. Then they get a moaning party going and a caring party going and a complaining party going. And the Bible said, cast the care on the Lord. Go to him in prayer. Why don't you just start praising him? They start saying the economy's going bad. Oh, God, I praise you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, my provider. I thank you, Lord, that you've made me the head and not the tail and above and not beneath. I thank you, God, that my seed shall never be found begging bread. You pray back the word to him like Sister Ellen taught this morning. You give God back his word in prayer. God said, put me in remembrance of my word.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Cast the care on the Lord, go to him in prayer. Why don't you just start praising him? They start saying the economy's going bad. Oh, God, I praise you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, my provider. I thank you, Lord, that you've made me the head and not the tail and above and not beneath. I thank you, God, that my seed shall never be found begging bread. You pray back the word to him like Sister Ellen taught this morning. You give God back his word in prayer. God said, put me in remembrance of my word. Put me in remembrance of my word. God, Father, you said that my seed shall not be found breaking bread. You said the days of the righteous are full, Lord. You said that I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved only by what I believe. And you know what? When you get through with that, you ain't worried no more. You ain't even troubled no more. You're not even upset. I like what one person said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And that's exactly what, when the devil said you're going under, you should see the humor in that. I'm a child of the living God, and you think that what you say has any bearing on me. I'm a child of the allness of the muchness, the almighty God, and you think, I'm a child of the healer. I'm a child of the provider. I'm a child of the one who sees the beginning from the end. I'm a child of the one who created everything and is almighty and all-powerful. And apart from him, there was nothing made except he made it. I am a child and in good standing with the creator of heaven and earth. And what you say is supposed to mean what to me? Nothing. Whether it's a reporter or anybody else talking for the devil, it'll mean nothing to me. And when you get like that, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Because folks is moved by what they see. Satan will show them a whole lot to see to be moved by. But those who are moved by what they believe, they shall have peace. You will have peace when you keep your mind stayed on God. Turn with me to Isaiah 26:34. Isaiah 26:34 says, God keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God and who trusts in him. Now, notice it says stays on God and trusts in him. You know what, God? The devil said this. The newscaster said this. It looks like this, but you said I'm the head and not the tail. Now, who am I going to believe? If you trust in God, you keep your peace. Because when the bad report comes, if you believe the good report, you don't change. So if they come and say that, hey, we're being attacked and people are invading, you don't have to change. Hey, the economy's going to fall out. I ain't worried about it because my seed should never be found begging bread. You can stay at peace. God never changes. If you want to have peace, you have to tie into God, because if you tie into the world, you will never have peace because the world is always changing. They're up, they're down, they're down, they're up, they're in between. God is still. And when you tie yourself into that, the only thing in the universe that doesn't change is God. And you, if you got enough sense to hook up with him. But everything else changes. So if I want to be stable, if I want to be steady, if I always want to be at peace, when you look at a lake or a river or an ocean and you see it tumultuous and the wind blowing all over the place, do you call that at peace? No, you say that thing is, ooh, it's trouble. You call it at peace when you look at a pond and it's still. You call it at peace. When you look out and everything is as it should be, you say, the world's at peace. But when everything's all crazy, it's not at peace, because peace is in that calm. But if you keep your mind on God, who is peace, Then when things happen, God steers you through the storm and you stay at peace. This is the goal, Christian, because remember, we talk about getting the full benefit, the three benefits. You get pardon, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And when you get all your heart, you find God and you find those benefits. You find that pardon, what you have. You're born again. You've been pardoned by God. You know that. But some of you have given up your peace. You haven't sought God enough with your heart. I mean, with your spirit. This is a spiritual thing. The things of God are spiritual discern, not natural discern. What I'm telling you is true. I'm not worried about it. Us, because you're crazy. I'm not crazy either. I'm not worried about it because it's all going to be well with me. I have a promise from God, and I trust him. I trust his word. Oh, you just crazy. I say, yeah, I'm crazy like Jesus. Crazy like Peter, Paul, and John. Crazy like everybody else. I said, don't you have the examples of millions of people? Don't you have a book, a historical book that shows this? Don't you know these are facts? The people who stay with God are blessed. I don't care if I was in those age where they were guillotining people and cutting off their hair for Christianity. I'll sit there and have peace. And you see my hair roll off with a smile. Next time you see me in heaven. Because that, what can you do? All man can do is take your body. Hey, you liberated my spirit. Now I go straight to heaven. That's where I'm trying to get anyway. If that's all you can do to me, that's all you can do to me. The Bible says you should fear God. Not Satan, because God can cast both your spirit and your soul into hell. Man, you shouldn't fear, because all man can do is send you to heaven early. And how bad is that? I'm going to punish you. You get to go to heaven early. Bring it. Ain't no big deal. If that's all you can do, I ain't even afraid of you. And too many people are afraid of men and worry about the eyes of men and what they look like in men and what they are in the sights of men. But these men's ideals keep changing. You can't have no peace if you follow all the fashion and feel your clothes out of date when they're out of date. Can't have peace there. Because you're following the eyes of men. Anybody say anything about my clothes, my house, my car, I tell them all the same thing. It's a good thing you didn't buy that. I'm like, well, you know, I don't like your clothes. Well, it's a good thing you didn't buy any like that. Because I wouldn't want you to wear anything you don't like. But you might notice I don't shop for you. If I like it, my wife like it, I don't care what you think. Oh, Pastor, you don't care. You got it now. I don't care what you think about me. If you're God, then I'm concerned about it. Other than that, hey, if you bought all my clothes, I might then give you a say-so. Pastor Cook, I want to spend $1 million buying you a wardrobe. Well, what do you think I should wear? Let me see if I like it. Armani, I think I could stretch and wear that. Yeah, I think I could sacrifice. I could give up my jeans and go for some Armani. Yeah, I give you a say-so if you buy my clothes. If you buy my clothes, shut up. I don't care. I tell my flesh to shut up and your flesh too. Shut up. You know, that car's kind of big, doesn't get good gas mileage. You think you drive that? I think if you don't like it, you definitely shouldn't buy one. Other than that, it's my business, not yours, is it? And it's funny how people get. But when you're that kind of person and you're in other people's ministry, you're not going to have peace.
Today's message has been titled, Benefits of Finding God.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for